everybody. Well, today's Monday, another Monday. And it's basically 4 o'clock Pacific time, if that's needed to be known by somebody. We're on Station 1 on BBS Radio here. And the day today is in February the 23rd. So we're February 23rd, 2015. So here we go. Let's do a special clearing. And if you have any emotional stuff going on, different things that you're dealing with, situations, concerns, physical pain or something. Maybe you had too much Chinese food from the Chinese New Year. Anyway, won't go into that too much. But anyway, let's do a clearing for you if you had something going on. You might listen to the last few shows here about the Chinese New Year coming in and the six major timelines that they're trying to connect to us. That was, so far, as of right now, I believe there is three that are dangling and three may be connected. So anyway, things will change, but that's what I'm seeing kind of maybe from last night. So let's do a clearing here. Think of your issue that you're having. So releasing the energies, your choice of what you want to select here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's work on the light beings now. We'll bring up the first light being. And the first light being will be the male energy. Three males are coming. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Next is non-gender. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And the female, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So that'll give you peace energy. And we'll see if our co-host is there. So are you out there, Cindy? I mean, excuse me, Elizabeth. I'm getting mixed up here sometimes. So, Elizabeth, are you there?
Yes, Ron. Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Healing Highway. It's a pleasure to be here tonight and to assist you with all of your questions and comments about Creation Lightship and about Ron's work and all of the clearings and healings that are available to you through creationlightship.com. So you can email us your questions at clsquestions@yahoo.com, and you can also use the fast chat feedback form, which is available through our Creation Lightship chat homepage, and you can access that through our BBS radio homepage and also through Ron's website, which again is creationlightship.com. So, Ron, we should probably get started because we have a ton of questions from everybody, and including several about the Chinese New Year timelines that you were speaking of earlier. So if you'd like, we can just jump right into that.
Yeah, let's do that. We'll see what we can cover tonight. Wonderful.
Okay, great. So the first question, and I think a lot of people sort of feel this way when they find out about Creation Lightship, is for the past 15, 20 years, I have had nothing but negative events in my life. Even though I have attempted to live my life right, worked hard, treated people that mistreated me with love and respect, I have lost everything and have had several accidents. Is this all created by aliens? And how do I stop that timeline?
Okay, very good question. So, yes, it is created by aliens. Remember, you're born under the alien mind control here, which are the planets and stars, your natal chart, astrology. So that's kind of where it starts. So they put that in place. They also put in timelines for you to be abducted onto. That's the only way I can really put that, because it is actually an abduction. An abduction is when you lose your keys, you know, your car, you know, your shoes, your clothing, you know, you go to the, you know, your closet looking for a certain blouse or shirt or something, it's not there, and you know you put it in there 2 days earlier, and, you know, where did it go? Well, it's on another timeline. So they create these things. So you're living multiple lives, which is not in light. Light only has one life in the now. So it's really hard for people when I talk about what light is, because your only reference is of non-light. So I have to put stuff into words of non-light so you may be able to understand it. I think the most disconcerting thing that people have is they say, man, life is so screwed up. You're just like this question is here, and I don't ever want to have this again. Well, I want to remember this that I don't ever do it again. Well, when you're in light, you don't remember anything from the past. And your past could be a second ago. You're not going to have a memory of it because everything's in the now. You experience things in the now. So right away, most people think, uh-oh, you know, I just don't want to come back here anymore. And I want to definitely make sure I don't come back. So you're trying to use the darkness energy to plant the seed that you're not coming back after you're dead, you're somewhere, and you don't want to come back here. Well, if you get stuck in the reincarnation process here, then you will be coming back. So what could happen to somebody like this who's maybe had a pretty crappy life, we'll say, and, well, you're observing that according to your perspective, okay? So this may sound really weird. You might change your perspective on what's happened to you. At least don't bring your past into your present. So what I'm hearing is that your life has been pretty bad, and you lost a lot of money, whatever, and you're really in a bad place right now compared to what you used to be in. So what do you change? What's causing that? Is the timelines doing it? Yeah. So you want to do timeline crashes to get off of those alien timelines. The aliens are doing it to you against your free will, free choice. You can't tell them no, because if you probably told them no, then automatically they may give you more of what you have because they know it's working. But don't bring your past into it. Live each life like it's a brand new day. That's very, very important because when you wake up and basically when you're not normally in your body, so when you wake up, you have to get re-jump-started here, and maybe, for the first half a second or so, when you wake up, you kind of wonder where you are, and you try to bring out those thoughts with you. So, and then you wake up. So where could you be? You could have been out on a camping trip. Maybe you could be in a tent, maybe in an RV, in a motel room, in your bed, all different places, So you don't, so you have to look at it. When you wake up, you have to kind of reset your life and go, okay, where am I now? Oh, okay, I'm in my bedroom. That's fine. Or, wow, I'm on this great camping trip, and then all that data floods into you of what you maybe are planning to do. Or maybe you had an awful experience the day before. Well, you don't want to dwell on that. You want to get out of it so you can live your life in this present moment today rather than bring in all your bad stuff forward. So you had a bad life in the past. And how do you get out of that? Timeline crashes. Find out the theme of your life. Change your psychic billboard. Do the self-empowerment clearing. And then, since it's all done here emotionally, make sure that your emotional clearing is complete, maybe even your mental clearing, those two, whole lifetime ones. And then from there, when stuff starts to come into your plate, and, maybe you're forced to ride a bicycle and you had a car, a year ago, and now you're on a bike because you just can't get a job. Well, look at it and say, gee, what's going on here? What timeline did they put me on? Maybe you got on the timeline where you're supposed to be riding a bike. Get off of the bike timeline. No? And kind of go that route. Look at the day as brand new to you. And if you start bringing your past into your current reality and your past was garbage, or having, a great life and a crappy one, we'll say, and your last thought is how crappy it is, well, of course, you're going to be on the crappy timeline. So I don't know how else to say it, other than that. Do you have any other ideas, or maybe somebody else has typed in something, but do the self-empowerment. And you want to get into the present moment so that you can have your billboard changed so you can maybe move ahead. Otherwise, you're going to be in the doom and gloom timeline, and that can definitely be a reality, And, you may not even like being there, but, you have a hard time releasing yourself from it. And now that you know about timeline crashes, you can probably get off of that timeline because everybody has bad days. Just the fact that you had, 20 years of it is pretty bad. But at least do timeline crashes And just know that, you know, find the theme in your life and start timeline crashing those themes over the 20 years. There'll only be a couple of major issues. And once you get rid of those issues, then your life can turn around. Remember, all of your friends are going to support your past issues, okay, and where you are. And your new friends, you know, that you have right now are probably doing the same thing. And your old friends see you as making mistakes or whatever. You don't want to get their energy either mixed up in you. So you want to just start over again. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, Ron, and I did have several thoughts while you were speaking. And do you think it would also be advantageous to timeline crash or somehow, maybe this is a psychic billboard clearing, but to would it be advantageous to change your perception and judgment on your past? Because sometimes I think, you know, you think you've had a bad life, and that's not really coming from within you. It's coming from everybody else around you or by you comparing yourself to others. So right there, you have a problem of you're not heart-centered and you're not centered in your body. You're comparing yourself to what you think you should have or where you should be or kind of a victim of your circumstances. And really, all of that isn't coming from within you.
Yeah, that's true, you know. Yep. And I'm sure there's people out there that had, you know, everybody deals with money. So, you know, we'll just look at the stock market, you know. I'm sure there's people maybe even listening who, you know, made, you know, lots of digits, you know, lots of zeros after the whole numbers, you know. And all of a sudden, one of the stock market things went down or a lot happened, and all of a sudden, you know, your $5 million home had to sell, or you got it foreclosed on or something, and now, you know, you're living in an apartment, and you're very bitter at the system here. Well,
mm-hmm.
that can happen overnight. So just
well,
know that you know, you want to get off the timeline. Whatever you're on, and you don't like it, let's put it that way. If you don't like where you are, then you're not going to think your way out of it. You have to do a timeline crash to get into the moment. So I guess that's the answer.
Yeah, Ron. And also, it really is about your perception, like you said, because maybe somebody that, like, lived in a mansion and had a very difficult marriage and they've divorced and now they're in an apartment and they're much happier because they have more of their own space, or it may be a smaller space, but it's, you know, their own space. So it really is about how you perceive these things. And, you know, that's not to say that difficult and horrible things don't happen to you in life. But I think what is so self-empowering about the clearings is you can really take your past and turn it into something that you have no judgment about. And I think that might be a good place to start. And obviously do the whole lifetime emotional clearing, because then you'll look at your life like it's you're watching a movie and you're just an observer. And like you always say, Ron, of course, these things have happened to you, but they're not necessarily affecting you and your judgments and perceptions of, oh, I'm a bad person, or, you know, I've had all these horrible things happen. Excuse me.
Yep. So, and also your DNA plays into that also. But, you know, that's why you do clearing, to clean out the DNA. So that's the main thing. Where you are now is what your DNA brought you to. And hooked into the DNA, we'll say, working with the DNA, a partner with it, are the aliens. And they're pushing the buttons to have you jump around according to what the DNA is inside of you to be activated, or it's already activated. And they're getting mileage off your emotions and traumas and dramas. So, you know, you should wake up every day and typically feel pretty good. And your thoughts should be clear. Okay, if you wake up and all of a sudden that monkey mind starts, you know, I should have did this, should have did that. Oh, no, I did this wrong. Right away, you know you need an emotional clearing. Okay? So you should wake up with probably a blank mind if you could. And then from there, decide where you are. And then jumpstart your life with something that you want to do. It doesn't have to be a positive thing. People think, oh, I want to have a positive experience. Well, you know, it all depends what that means to you and other people around you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you want to be in peace. So you want to get into peace and move accordingly. So that's what I would say. The timeline crashes, you know, after you do the emotional clearing and maybe even self-empowerment and mental clearing, and then changing your psychic billboard, then you're probably going to be on your way to enjoy your life. And don't think of your past, you know, don't beat yourself up, because that just happened. Big deal. So what? You know, let it go.
Yeah, it's kind of like dogs. You know, at the dog park, you'll see them kind of, it's very interesting because they'll get into a tussle with another dog, and then, you know, almost instantly, the next time they go to the dog park, they're like best friends again. It's like nothing ever happened. They don't hang on to these negative emotions like humans do. They immediately resolve the problem, and then they go back to being dogs. It's not like they're never going to talk to another dog again. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's good. So what do we have next?
Next, actually, is a question which is sort of along those lines, and maybe we could get some more input on this. And it's how to get out of a long funk. So this person also writes, I had numerous setbacks related to, it's a little different, family issues and expectations, grief and loss of a loved one and a close relationship and a job for about a year. I have felt stuck. Besides the emotional body clearing, which I know is the most important, what other healings do you think would help move me forward? Would the death barcode and spirit barcode be good for feeling more energized? I just need a new beginning. Thank you very much.
Okay, I'm a little confused. It sounds like the person has not done the emotional clearing yet.
I don't think so.
Like they're just reading different things and trying to analyze what to do. So I'll just tell you, do the emotional clearing first. And then reevaluate your life maybe after a week. And what you think now as far as what you need, you know, it will be completely different. You know, the death barcode is if you have situations in your life to where you had a lot of close calls, and you want to do that for sure. You know, if your health is pretty good and you don't have stuff from the past going on, then, you know, you may not want to do the death barcode, but you need to do that emotional clearing. You know, that's the starting thing. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, yeah, and I think basically everything we just talked about regarding that first question would also apply to this situation. So hopefully that was helpful. Now, the next question is also along those lines, and it's a question about entities, ghosts, or emotional bodies. And this person is asking, does the entity removal, generations 1 through 7, put grandparents' ghosts to rest? Thank you.
I believe it would, yes, uh-huh.
Okay.
If you do that, if they're hanging in, it'll probably get them, yes. So, if not, you may have to do a deceased loved one for each one of them. But you know, you could try that.
And Ron, what are the benefits to doing clearings for people who have already passed on? Just in case we have any new listeners.
Okay. The spirit's already been taken by the dark side. So, and that's probably, you know, we'll just say you're looking at a great grandfather or somebody, or you know, that couple generations back, maybe 100 years ago. Well, they're already in bodies now, and the dark side already has them. So the deceased loved one clearing with the spirit typically could work probably a week to maybe a month after the person's dead, okay? And then at that point, after that, the dark side will more than likely have it. So they're gone. Now, what hangs out is the emotional body. So it doesn't help the person at all, but it does get rid of the emotional body that's a ghost that's body hopping throughout the relatives. And that's the best thing. I would think the emotional bodies probably were really, if we go back maybe 200 years ago, I think the emotional bodies, if they did hop into people living back then, remember, they didn't have all the technologies and, you know, the last 100 years, you know, well, maybe since 1900 or 1880s on, there's been a lot of stuff happening that never occurred before on this planet with humans, okay? And so maybe it was all pretty consistent, you know, for quite a while. So going back a couple hundred years, or at least, we'll just say 150 years from now, if you had an emotional body from an ancestor and it knew how to do farming and you're doing farming, boy, it might give you a lot of ideas and help as it comes into your body to help you, you know. But now, what are you going to do with an ancestor that knows how to farm and you're living in the city? You're going to go out and live on a farm, you know? You're going to shoe your horses, well, or, you know, get the buggy whip or know how to hook a saddle up? Well, the emotional bodies knew all that. So it's not going to really benefit you at all. All it's going to give you is some kind of grief and something else. And if it doesn't really know you, then it's going to be out of date. So typically you're going to be dealing with people that's probably, you know, within maybe, 50, 80 years, you know, from the past as they die out, you know. So your parents could be, you know, depending on how old you are, your parents could be dead. So their bodies could come into you. Then they're going to give you all the grief and traumas and the scenes of your life. Because they have, like, that past life review. It's all stored in them. They have everything. They can talk about your birth. They can give you pictures of that, you know. They can give you the time that you really upset them. Maybe you caused some harm. Maybe they had a physical condition because of you. You know, maybe, you know, you don't know what you did, you know. Well, you may have forgot about it. And they can bring it up and guilt you for it. And then you have, you know, your grandparents, and that stuff can get passed on. And also the emotional body can cause you an illness. So, you know, if you're feeling different, some part of your body and your parents had it and your grandparents had it, that emotional body could be in you and it could be triggering and also implanting you, in a sense, with a situation that you normally would not dig up yourself. No. And the first question, you know, it could be that too. Maybe one of those people jumped into this person who had a great life 20 years ago, and now it's fallen apart over the last 20 years. Maybe they got one of those ancestors that had a crummy life. Maybe it's a great-grandfather or grandmother or something. And that's what's causing the problem. So get rid of those emotional bodies. I would, at least if you're dealing with stuff and it looks like it's family genetic stuff, I would get rid of those emotional bodies, and you may want to do a few of those, you know. At least your grandparents and great-grandparents is what I would probably look at doing if you see a common situation going on. And you may not have to do, you know, both sexes, because you may know about your family history, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, back to you.
Yeah, and I think that's also helpful, Ron, for the last question. You know, the person was asking about grief and the loss of a loved one. Those clearings would also help any situation like that. And I think a lot of the times, if you are feeling stuck, that's a great place to start. Clear out some of that ancestral DNA that's still affecting you in the present moment. Okay, so moving on. This is a comment about timelines. So we've been talking about this. I always like to read these for you, Ron, because they're so interesting. This person writes, weird, I have two tablets. Last week I noticed the most recent one has the same time but a different day and date. I am not sure if it was always like this. Also, was missing one earring for years. Suddenly it turned up, and I know it wasn't there before.
Boy, that's after years, huh? Wow. Wonder what you were doing for those years. Boy. I don't know what to say on that one.
I remember once, Ron, you did a sample clearing where you told us to think about something that we had lost, and then you were going to, like, try to bring it back into our timeline, like a childhood thing, or maybe clear the energy away. I can't remember exactly, but it was something like that.
Yeah. I don't know what to do if I did something now with that.
Right. Well, it sounds like maybe there's like a cut and paste going on there with the timelines. Like maybe there's two different timelines that are showing up in this person's life. You know, the one where the earring is missing and the one where it's not missing.
Yeah, they could be on two different, you could be living two lives, only two lives maybe. And they just kind of crossed over. Maybe the earring was always...
always there, yeah.
On the other timeline. Yeah, it gets to be really, what were you, frozen? And you just all of a sudden it came in, you know, and nothing was active on those timelines where the earring was left. And then they turned it on and it popped into your space. That's a possibility. Or, you know, like I said, you know, were you very busy? So, yep, it could be kind of confusing.
Yeah. It's always kind of jarring when you have something like that happen. Okay, so let's move on. And if anybody has any comments about that, let us know in the Fast Chat feedback form, and we can try to maybe expand on that a little bit. So the next question is, when I do a timeline crash or a space-time crash, do I have to click each box separately, or can I do them all at the same time? And can I put different emotions in the box or only one at a time?
Okay, the emotions are only one at a time. And so whatever your emotion is and how strong it's attached to you is determined by, you know, the aliens will see that, and they'll decide how many timelines to put you on. So if it's a really strong emotion, you probably want to do 500 timeline crashes, maybe even more. The space-time, you could possibly do it together. I myself would do it separately, though. You don't want to confuse too much. You don't want to do a whole lot of stuff at one time. You see, you don't want to cause your body harm, okay? So that's the whole thing. Body will have to adjust to its new life here when you come back. So the more you do, the more confusing it might be for you. And that's how I would look at it. So just see how much time you have in a day to do it, and run it at night if you can't. And just keep plugging away at it. But remember, the more you do, the more your body has to reintegrate your spirit energy and its physical energy, because you're out there physically, okay, and all that stuff comes back to you into the hologram that you are. So that's the situation. And it also releases from you a situation also. And so that's why you get off of the timelines that's causing you problems. So you get it out of your life. Everybody's a little different, but you know, the more you do, if your body's not affected too much by doing it one time, it might be greatly affected the next. So just know that you could become tired, and you're not really going to get sick or anything typically. I imagine you could possibly, but all because of what you're clearing out of you. Like if you were poisoned and you got on the timeline of poison, you might feel kind of ill as this stuff starts to leave you. I think most people don't deal with poisonings. They just deal with a situation that's kind of awful in their life. Don't want to be on that timeline to bring this to you, whatever it is. But just kind of use your best judgment and decide what to do. Back to you.
Okay, that's great advice, Ron. And it can sometimes be very effective to just start doing the timeline crashing. And it's a very useful tool. You can do it for however long you need it.
Thing about timelines, you know, that Tom Cruise movie where he kept going back in time and back in time. You know, and he had the memory of the last timeline. Okay? And so with that, he was able to create new scenarios, you know.
Oh, is that Oblivion run, I think?
Yeah, that's it, Oblivion, yeah.
Yeah.
So you don't normally have that same information because you're not able typically to go back into the timeline to repeat it. But you may be repeating it through copy and pasting. So the show kind of is very good because it does show you what is out there and what can happen. And they're talking about timelines. But what I do, I see it more like, you know, in the movie, if you were to take the last timeline where he succeeded, okay, then and you started off with the first timeline that he was on when the movie started, then what you'd want to do is crash the first timeline and all other timelines in there. You don't need to experience each timeline as you're moving forward, learning more, okay? What you want is the outcome to be changed, okay? And so as you start crashing all the timelines, you'd be off the timeline, and then you're going to be probably at the place at the very end of the movie. Does that make sense to you, Elizabeth?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so that's where you want to get to. So if you saw the movie, kind of look at that and, you know, it shows him going back and back, you know, maybe a half a dozen times or so, having the same experience, but he knew what would happen each time. He got a little further on the timeline, and then he could figure out more things. Well, you're not going to get that information brought to you. You just want to crash those timelines so that the outcome is what you really want to have, because you're going to stop crashing it when the stuff leaves you alone, or it's what you want to have in your life, which could be maybe you got a hurt finger and you do a bunch of timeline crashes and all of a sudden it's fixed. I was talking to one person and what happened to them, this may have been quite a while ago, but what happened is they somehow maybe hurt their hip some way. And so they had to walk up some stairs and they had a hard time walking upstairs because, you know, just walking alone was hard and stairs was even worse. And they go, I'll do timeline crashes. I don't want to have this hurt hip anymore. And I don't know how many they did. Maybe they, you know, put up a couple of screens or something. But what I can recall, I think they did it for about 2 or 3 hours. And all of a sudden, pain went away. Hip was fine. Walked down the stairs perfectly fine. And the people that knew that she had a problem were really amazed because they knew how much pain she was in. And it went away. So, voila. There you go. There's timeline crashes.
Wow.
You know, that's how they work. You don't need to work your way through, like my muscles out of joint or my bones out of misplaced or, you know, I tore something or this. All you know is it hurts and just get in there and get rid of it. So you're going from being, you know, having a problem to getting out of the problem. That's it. So back to you.
Yeah, that also reminded me, Ron, when you were talking about that, of Groundhog Day, the movie where he repeats the same day, the same timeline, and then by the end of the movie, it's like he knows everybody and they all love him, and he's like saving people's lives, and so that's also like a good parallel to draw. Like if you want to, you know, if you don't know where you are on this timeline, so you have to kind of get yourself to the point where you are having that experience rather than all of the negative stuff.
Yep.
Okay, so the next comment is actually a testimonial, and someone was on last Saturday's call, and they just wanted to let you know that, speaking of taking things away, their sinus headache was taken away, and I got some healing in my hip. But I was really tired today. Just wondering if that's an effect of all the work that was done on me. Thank you so much. The healings and calls always clear up the stuff in me.
Yeah, so I would say, yeah, the body being tired. Remember, the body needs physical time to heal itself, but not always, okay? Let's just talk about that. So let's just say that your body, and some people may know this, you know, you have a situation, you catch a cold, so what are you thinking? You have a cold for a week? or something. You know, you have your own history on a cold. I very seldom ever get sick. If I get a cold, I like, what's going on here, you know? It's like, it doesn't ever happen to me. In fact, I don't normally hardly get sick. In fact, I can honestly say I never missed a day of school in high school. I can remember that, or even probably elementary school that I can remember hardly at all, you know, so maybe one or two days. But you know, I just don't get sick. But you may have a pattern, so, you know, when you catch something, oh, I'm going to have this for like 7 days. Well, then do timeline crashes on it. And maybe you have a program, maybe even it's one of those problematic barcodes. And that's what that person could have, too, the first question that we had. They could have a problematic barcode, you know, situation going on where, you know, their life is, you know, they're tagged and that barcode keeps working. So, but during a situation that you're having, like this person, you know, has felt tired, well, then do a timeline crash, because that could be in your body program, that your body needs to be tired to validate that you had a healing. You know, that could be in there. So do timeline crashes on feeling tired or whatever that would be to get off of that timeline. And maybe you could be, you know, all perky and, you know, running 200% maybe in an hour after the next day when you did feel that funkiness. So that could be a program that you're running maybe. But the body will need time to integrate. But the timeline, you know, that's all on timelines too. So do some timeline crashes on how you're feeling. And maybe you might get off of those. Maybe the aliens are making you feel that way. So maybe you had an important event happening, you know, and all of a sudden you did a clearing and your body got kind of sluggish and you weren't up to par, so you had to cancel your appointment. Do some timeline crashes to get rid of that. So back to you, Elizabeth.
And what about the mind of the body clearing, Ron? Would that sort of help speed up the light infusion process if you were more clear in that area?
Yeah, that's one that could work too. You may want to get the unlimited on that one if you do buy it, if you're dealing with body stuff more consistently, you know, because you want to get that little guy or gal, you know, that little mad scientist who's going maybe berserk trying to fix you with all your stuff, you know. I could see it. You just kind of visualize this here, sitting in his office, right? He goes, oh, no, this person's thinking that thought. Oh, no, what's going to come down the pike, you know?
Yeah.
I can't say be in the moment. You're giving me more work. I'm getting tired.
Yeah, they need like a whole crew down there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that clearing is the mind of the body clearing, and that is a great clearing. I wonder if we've got anybody out there who has done that.
I know it's on the body jumpstart. That's if you have a condition with yourself, you know, some kind of problem. I put that one up for people that all of a sudden, you know, really no problems going on with them, and maybe they twist their ankle or have something worse happen, you know, a broken bone or something. That's why I put it up, so you can get more wellness and start to work on yourself instantly with that clearing. So that's why I put the body jumpstart up, and I wanted everything on there that would help you to move forward that we had on the website, and that's what's on there. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, the body jumpstart is just an awesome clearing package, and it's like a mega healing opportunity. It's 5 clearings for your physical body, and it's got also, I'll just read them off here, Ron, the magnetic and twisted body alignment, infection body clearing, mind of the body, and that is your internal healer, your own internal doctor that knows how to heal you physically. So like you said, if you're having a lot of physical problems, that's a great package to get. And also blood and circulatory and body system rejuvenation, and that covers 14 body systems. So that is like that would be an awesome clearing to do if you're having any kind of physical stuff going on too.
I just wonder if anybody out there who was in good health happened to do that clearing and how they felt afterwards. You know, I
yeah.
put it up sick, you know.
Yeah.
Somebody who was in good health actually got on there and did that, and if they even felt even better, you know, I'm just curious. We'll see if anybody out there wants to comment. But, okay, I guess we'll go to the next question.
Yeah, that's a great point, and hopefully we'll get some comments on that. Okay, so the next question has to deal with animals and animal healing. And this person is asking, "Hi, Ron, I would like to do more for animals in distress without getting emotional or attached. I have done the sample clearings on the September 8th, 2014 show, and I will continue as they are good for indefinite use. I have also the emotional clearing and many others to help myself, but how can I really help animals in ongoing distress? I have tried ignoring it, but that doesn't change the situation for animals in science experiments, abusive farming situations, or in the care of an uncaring human. Is it possible to clear out entities of abusers on a mass scale? Unfortunately, what some people are doing to animals is what some aliens are doing to humans. Maybe we can change this attitude of abuse for all beings. Thank you for help and suggestions."
Well, the clearings aren't really made to help the whole world, okay? So, you know, naturally, you know, when you hear that, you know, animals are being abused for this or that or the other, you know, I can only help them on a one-on-one basis right now. It would just be too hard to do everything. So if you, you know, have a pet yourself or you see one animal being abused, then you can work with that one. But as far as, you know, trying to, you know, that, it's a little more complicated. And, you know, I don't have the energy to heal everything. I think there's a BBS show that was on September 8th, 2014. And you may want to check that one out if you're interested in an animal clearing. That might help you, but, you know, all you can do is, you know, release the energy that you see. Maybe do one of those sample clearings that we had for animals that you have come in contact with. That's why I put it up, because there are people who, you know, they get a rescue dog or cat or something, go to the pond, and you know, get an animal, and, you know, the dog or cat's fine. But they have a little quirkiness to them, and maybe they're very timid and they shake a lot. Well, the emotional clearing is what you want to do on them. So that's the first thing. If you do have your own animal or you see one around, then do the whole lifetime emotional clearing for that particular, you know, pet or animal. And then after that, see where they are. Maybe they're in fear, but the emotional one, just like humans, that one you do first. That normally will solve the problem for pets and animals, unless they've been abused, and abused would be maybe fear, or maybe, I don't know what else would be in there, but fear would probably be the main one, and do that for the animal. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, those are all great suggestions, Ron. Maybe could we do a sample release for emotions associated within an animal you came into contact with, like that you saw was being hurt or abused?
Now, what I'll do is you release your emotion for what you saw.
Okay, great.
Of the animal being abused. The animal could be dead by now, you know? So you may have saw something, you know, 20, 30 years ago. Everybody knows that dogs and cats don't live that long. So, you know, if you saw something like that, you still have the energy with you, maybe the animal gave it to you, gave you the energy, and you're dealing with it, and you don't even know that you have it, but you think about it off and on. Here we go. Release that energy from you. One, two, three, four, and five. There we go. Oh, that one particular animal situation of emotions is now released from you. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, thank you so much, Ron. And I also had another question regarding the animals. Is it possible that animals can have entities attached to them too, like if they were in the pound. So maybe.
Oh yeah, yeah, definitely, yeah. And even look at that YouTube with the barking cat.
Oh yeah, that's right.
And also, here's what can happen to you. You could, the aliens could want you to go into debt to help animals. Okay.
Okay.
They probably push some buttons here. I have heard of people that somehow are feeding a lot of stray cats, okay? And, you know, the feral cats. And I overheard a conversation where the person was spending $150 a week to feed cats. And, you know, that's great if the person has lots of money to do that, but the person did not have a lot of money to do that. But they think it's, you know, their spiritual path to do this. Because I'm going to be pushing some buttons here. So is the dark side setting that person up to have all this pain energy going into them from the cats? Because they could be abused, you know, especially in cold weather when it's raining out. Where are they going to go, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then they got to eat. So is that person being used by the darkness, which is a good thing if you feed them, right? But, you know, it's not a good thing if you're not in the position to do this, okay? Anyway, I'm just kind of putting that out on the line that dark side will use you and maybe even make you bankrupt by doing this thing, even though it looks good to you on the surface, okay? So I'll just leave it at that. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Very interesting, Ron. And, yeah, that's certainly something to think about. I also know of situations where people are completely overwhelmed by animals in their homes because they feel the need to take them all in. And then it's very sad because the home becomes unlivable. They have so many animals. It's an interesting observation. Okay, so the next question is, can I clear energetic cords to people with the crown chakra alien cording disconnection? Any thoughts on that, Ron?
I don't know. The crown chakra you want to have closed off. That's how the alien is attached to you.
Okay.
That's more on a one-to-one for the person doing the clearing.
Right. That's
so,
what I was...
you know, again, you know, you don't, okay, let's reverse this a little bit here. You want to become very selfish and stingy with yourself, okay? Like we're talking about with you feeding, you know, $150 a week to feed cats, okay? So you want to put the time in on the clearings for yourself, not for other people, unless you know them and they're interfering with your life, okay? So basically, spend your time doing clearings for yourself. And then tell the people about the clearings, and then it's their choice if they wish to get better or not, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Don't waste your time, you know, trying to heal everybody out there or all of your friends, because it's not moving you forward. You want to get more of your spirit energy into you. It kind of be like, you know, helping someone one time, and you know they're very grateful that one time. Maybe they're some type of you know, drug addict or something, or have lots of entities. Well, you could maybe give them, you know, $20. They'll thank you because they may get a meal. But then after that, they're still on the street. You didn't really help them. You'd be just helping them for one day, and it costs you $20. You're better off, you know, to put the $20 into a clearing for yourself to get more of your spirit energy, because it's lost to them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I would look at it. So don't look at healing other people. Forget it. We have a website. They can come online. They can check it out. And, you know, if you're going to do anything for anybody, do the 2,000-year barcode clearing. Okay?
Yeah, and that's a free clearing.
Yep, that's a free one. Do that for those people that you're concerned about. And, you know, if it's your husband or wife or somebody that you're dealing with off and on or all the time or a boss, then do the emotional clearing. But as far as that, or I've had people actually do a few of their relatives that they had troubles with, like at Christmas time. All of a sudden, the whole thing went smooth. Like, wow, this is a whole different event at Christmas because I did some clearing on these two people that were very disruptive. But other than that, no, don't look at everybody else, you know, having your compassion out there trying to help everybody. No, it's they have to find it themselves. And don't waste your time, because your time's very valuable for yourself to get your spirit energy back to you. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's true. And recently, Ron, I was describing the Creation Lightship to somebody, and they immediately went on and started looking at your website and were asking me, can I do clearings for other people that they knew? So they didn't even, they didn't even get that it's for them.
Yeah, people look at that, yeah, because they may be, that's the worst thing.
I know.
Everybody wants to give their abundance away, you know, they want to give their time away for other people. And that can be very detrimental, you know. So that's how you have to be selfish and just work on yourself, you know, get yourself cleaned out. And then after you're cleaned out enough, then you may want to help some other people. Well, the other people, if they're still around in your life, because they may be gone because you're too clean, you know, you may not want to deal with their stuff, their baggage. You may just say, well, I'm sorry, but I don't want to hear your divorce situation 50 times, or your boyfriend or girlfriend cheated on you, or, you know what people talk about, you know, the standard stuff, or that you're financially in debt. I don't want to hear that anymore, man. You're bringing me down. You know, I'll find somebody else to talk with. You know? So you want to get out of those circles. And, you know, you definitely want to bring yourself forward so that when you wake up in the morning, you don't have all this stuff haunting you. Okay, that's the whole thing. Think of, well, I want to plan my day. What do I want to do today, you know? You hate your job every day, well, then that's telling you something. Why do you hate your job? Is it because it's DNA in you? You know, everybody in your family genetics hated their job, or you just hate your job because it's a bad job. Well, then look for another one. No, get in there and change your psychic billboard, your self-empowerment clearing, and, you know, see what you need to do to get a different job and do the earth grid line clearing. Maybe you're stuck and you're afraid to move off of the physical location where your job is. So anyway, that's but you want to work on yourself. Otherwise, you're losing your life. Remember, at some point you're not going to be here. Hopefully, nice if everybody got ascended, you know, in 5 minutes from now. Guarantee that. But if not, your day is going to probably be very similar to, you know, the last year of your life. But if you did clearings, you can look upon your past and go, you know, I used to be this way, and I'm no longer that way. And I can smile more now. I feel better about my life because I moved on. I got this stuff out of me that the aliens gave me. So, you know, get rid of the contamination. And then also, you don't want to be cross-contaminated. That's why you probably may want to choose new friends after you do a few clearings, or at least have them do a clearing so they can be with you. So back to you, Elizabeth. Let's say we got a couple of minutes left here for this program.
Yeah. We only have like 2 minutes left, and that's... You made so many great points, Ron, and I just wanted to say really quickly, if you are able to get to it, Ron is going to be at the New Life Expo at the Hotel Pennsylvania in New York, third weekend in March. It's March 20th through the 22nd, 2015, and the Light Chamber will be there, and there are also a lot of panel speaking events and workshops that Ron's doing. So make sure you put that on your calendar if you're on the East Coast or in the area. It's a great opportunity to experience the energy of the Lightship and go in the Light Infusion Chamber and learn more about Ron and his work. So, Ron, I think that's all we're going to have time for tonight. The show was so amazing. And I'll turn it over to you for any last clearing samples or maybe a mind-to-heart drop for everybody before we say goodnight.
Okay, so let's just do the mind a heart drop. And this you should be doing, you know, daily, as often as you can. Once you start doing it, you're going to want to do it more anyway. So here we go. I'd say probably do it 5 times a day. So here we go. You want to command your spirit out loud to take the thoughts in your head and drop them into your heart. Very simple. Very simple command. And then I count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. You can do it after you get do this a while for about a week. Then you can just say 3, 2, 1 if you like. That'll work too. But in the meantime, I do it the long way so you can actually feel the energy dropping down. And it's good for the newbies to understand that and feel the energy. So here we go. Dropping down with these thoughts. Monkey mind. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody. Blessings. Thank you. Thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you, callers. Not callers, but people who wrote in. They're still callers, different way. So thank you. See you later.